Any views, thoughts, or opinions expressed on the Rejuvenating Health podcast are solely that of the speakers and are intended as such. Please contact your trusted medical practitioner for medical advice. Let's go, girls. Hey, girls, welcome back to the Rejuvenating Health podcast. I'm Shauna, and I'm here with Women's Health Nurse Practitioner Lindsay Van Schoik. And today we have Coach Lakin, who is one of our coaches on at Rejuvenating, and she also is a franchise owner of a Greenlight fitness studio. So we're super pumped to have Lakin today on the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about you, Lakin. That's how we like to start it out. So just tell us a little bit about you.
Your background, where you live, we'll what your there. Life's like, all yeah. that stuff.
Yeah, so I am located in Ashburn, Virginia, about 45 minutes outside of the D.C. metro area. I went to James Madison University. It's kind of how I ended up in Virginia. I'm from New Orleans originally, and I stayed in the area. I got into wellness by way of CrossFit in 2011. And started coaching shortly after starting working out at a CrossFit gym. And I just fell in love with it. I really enjoy being able to help people kind of push past their limits and go outside of their comfort zone and realize their own potential through not only like physical means, but also like mindset work, right? Like pushing the threshold there and really working on mindset strength. And so after coaching in the CrossFit space for about, I want to say 8 years, I also was dabbling in some personal training and doing nutrition coaching on the side, but those were always like a side hustle. I had a corporate job in multifamily housing management for a long time. I did property management for like large apartment buildings and portfolios. And it was a good, like, bill-paying job, but I wasn't super stoked about it, and coaching was always my passion. So when the pandemic hit in 2020, I took advantage of the situation, not only with, like, the atmosphere of everything that was going on, but it just gave me a perspective that I hadn't had previously of, you know, like, what my values were and, like, what was really important and what I wanted to really spend my time doing. And so I was able to take leave from my job at that time because of the pandemic, and I used that leave to start my business. And I started out with my business partner, Deontay, and we opened, at the time, Halito Fitness, and focused on personal training and nutrition coaching. And then we ended up franchising with Greenlight Personal Training in 2022, so last year. We opened up our first location here, our commercial location here in October, and things have been going really well there. As far as my journey with Rejuvenating, I have been working with Lindsay since, what, 2021?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I reached out to her because I was at a place in my life where I used to compete in CrossFit.
You were fit.
And I was at a place where I wasn't really competing anymore after the pandemic hit. Kind of same thing. My priorities just changed. So I wasn't able to focus all of my time and energy into my own training. I was trying to start a business, and I was also, you know, getting older. And so my lifestyle was changing a good bit, and my focus was just on other priorities. And I struggled to try to figure out what was the best strategy for me training and nutrition wise at that time, because I only knew how to go, like, you know, balls to the wall and eat to support right. that type of training, because I'd been doing that for so many years. And so I started working with Lindsay and I knew, like, what to do. Having the knowledge is one thing, but having, like, someone in your corner to lean on, and also, like, her specialty, like, niche of women within that age range, and being able to understand, like, what is the lead domino, right? Like, what are the things that are going to be the lowest hanging fruit that we can make the most impact with? And also really analyzing, like, what did my DNA results look like? What did my blood lab say? Like, things that I didn't have awareness of. putting those things in place. And I really liked that style of coaching and being able to help that demographic of women that I think for a long time now we're getting notoriety, but for a really long time was kind of swept under the rug of like, oh, well, if you're not going to just, you know, work out constantly and then be on a restrictive caloric deficit all the time, then we just can't help you. Right. And it's not that simple. We are a very complex organism, women, especially as we age. And so we have different needs. And there are things that are being addressed in the media more recently with Stacey Sims, Sarah Gottfried, like women like that, that are leading that charge. But it's not prevalent enough that it's common knowledge. There are still so many women that are, you know, desperate to try anything. And the information is not an issue. There's a ton of information out there, but a lot of it is very gimmicky and geared towards marketing, and it's not necessarily what's best for them. So it was something that I was really passionate about. And when an opening became available, I told Lindsay, you know, I'm really interested. I have a lot on my plate right now, but if you guys are open to working with me as far as like flexibility wise on my client load, then I'd love to, you know, be a part of the rejuvenating team. And she was like, 100%, like, you know, if you want it, then you're on board. So, I've really loved working with the team. I think that we have like an amazing group of women that we have on our coaching team that all come from different backgrounds that have different areas of expertise, which I love. We're able to lean on each other. If a client is going through something that we haven't had a specific, like, history taken care of in the past, and that's been amazing. So I love what we're doing. I love our mission, and it's been a really fulfilling piece to be able to work for a woman-owned company that specializes in caring specifically for women at, you know, this time that we're in right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're super big on, we always say Lakin is our mindset. Yes. Like our mindset guru coach. So have other things too about Lakin, but what do you, why do you think mindset is such a huge thing for you? Like how did that come?
Yeah, out? I think for a really long time, I was really focused on the fitness piece, right? Like what, you know, it's the magic is in the programming and, you know, hypertrophy versus, you know, a strength bias or, you know, whatever it is that we're focused on. And I thought that that's where I could make the most impact. And then I started to get more into nutrition and I realized you can't have one without the other, you know, and this is just like through the years of just growing as a coach, you don't know what you don't know. And as a young coach, you think you know everything. And so I would put my focus in different areas. And once I got to a place where I felt like I'm able to get my clients to get these really basic habits in place and we can get, you know, some results, but at some point I can't want it more than they want it. And I need them to be in a place where they're willing to accept that they can push themselves further. So I started getting into more of like, okay, how do I address mental fortitude? And how can I get them to believe in themselves as much as I believe in them? And I started out with more of like daily stoic practices and trying to look at what's within our sphere of control and what are things in our life that we can address and how do we manage stress and breath work and meditation, things like that. But until I found Enlifted and was able to understand how I could make mindset practical, that's when it really, really clicked and where I could see like, okay, I can take the stories that my clients are telling themselves about themselves and we can rework them together so that we can create affirmations that are true to them. Not something where they're going to look in the mirror and I can tell them what to say and they can recite it. But if they don't believe it and it doesn't come from evidence that they're pulling from their own personal lived experience, then it's not, they're not going to truly believe it, right? It's not going to have the impact that I'm looking for. So little things like that. And then when people are really stuck, being able to get them out of those depths of whether it be personal trauma or, you know, maybe a self-sabotaging story that they're telling themselves or really struggling with their image of themselves or self-love, that has a really, really profound impact on what they do with their daily habits. And some people will argue and say, like, you know, a calorie deficit is a calorie deficit, or protein intake is protein intake, and like mindset isn't going to like change anything on its own. But it's all tied in. Mm-hmm. And if you have a shitty mindset about yourself or about the journey that you're on, and you don't believe that you can get to past a certain point, it doesn't matter what habits you put in place. You're not going to be able to get past that point if you don't believe that you can. Mm-hmm. It's all mm-hmm. tied together. And so realizing that over the course of, I would say, the last, honestly, 3 years, because that's been a big part of my practice with my clients with Greenlight also, is going into the mindset portion of it. That's been where I've been able to see the biggest change in my clients internally, aside from the scale, and where I'm able to make the most impact in their day-to-day lifestyle. And that's been the most rewarding part of my coaching journey. And so I just keep digging deeper into like, what can I learn about this? What practices can I put in place, and how can I implement this with my clients and with our other rejuvenating clients in my weekly calls mm-hmm. as much as possible to be able to propel them forward?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's huge, because like a lot of clients come to us like, I want to know what my hormones are, and I want to know what's going on with my gut. And okay, that's great. Like, I can dig in and find that stuff for you, but you have to be ready to make a change, right? And you have to be able to wake up every morning and figure out why you've eaten like trash for 20 years and why you're not moving your body. And that's where our clients struggle the most. They have 20 years of like, I don't know, more than 20 years of not liking themselves, or maybe being in a not great relationship, or not having boundaries. And we as coaches struggle with that too, right? Like, we have conversations yeah. with each other and we're like, oh, I'm struggling with this as well. And that's why it's so good to have a support person on your team.
Yeah. I mean, like yeah. when you look at something, when you start a new program, right? And it's like, okay, in the beginning, it's exciting and new, and I'm going to put all this effort into it. Everybody gets to that place where it's like, a lot of people call it like the zone of suck, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that area where it's before any major change is going to happen. And it always takes longer than everybody thinks it's going to. It's always more work than everybody thinks that it's going to be. And it's usually like, I mean, for everybody it's different, but I want to say somewhere between that like 3 to 6 month period where you're like, I've been doing these things every day mm-hmm. and I'm trying really hard and nothing is happening. It's then when the mindset piece becomes the most important, because we start to take the focus off of, okay, yes, the daily habits, we have those in place, but what happens when life happens, mm-hmm. right? Do we have a foundation in place that's going to be rock solid so that when we're thrown off course, we can get back on track? Do we have rituals in place? Do we have affirmations in place to dig ourselves out of a hole when we're feeling like we're in a rut? Do we have that stuff there so that one bad day doesn't turn into a bad week, doesn't turn into a bad month, doesn't backslide into a bad year, and before we know it, we've gained the weight back plus some, right? We have to yep. put those mental reinforcements in place so that way we're strong enough that when life happens, because it always will, mm-hmm. that we're able to get that one choice that puts us back in the right direction.
Yeah, it just increases sustainability yes. in the long run, right? And I think when we have a negative mindset, I mean, I believe that if you're negative all the time, how in the world can your systems in your body function properly?
Right.
Right? You're just tense, you're stressed, and it's not going to work the way that it should work. So until you unlock that, I think, and when you do, it's truly beautiful. And then that's when a lot more things start.
And you'll always justify it, right? Like, you'll fall into the victim yep. mentality of like, I feel this way because X, Y, Z, you know, like, or I'm not eating well mm-hmm. because this is happening, versus saying like, what can I do? What part of this do I have control over? What can I have self-accountability around? And then what choice can I make to improve the situation? And it may be something very small, but you always have control over some piece of it. There's always some area that you can take accountability and turn the situation from pointing the finger at either an external factor or someone else that may be causing the situation in your mind, and reframing and saying, what part of this can I take responsibility for and then make a positive change?
I think, and that's where, I think that's where I see where most of our clients go off track. It's because they have that victim mentality and they don't know it. They don't know what it is, right? Like, we try to tell them what it is and we try to help them get over that. But I know my husband, I was doing some calls last week and he's like, whoa, everyone that you've talked to is a victim today. And it really makes it hard to, I mean, when you think like that, it makes it hard to do the things that you need to do because you're like, poor me, poor me, poor me. But at the end of the day, there are things happening to you, but you're the one that's in charge of your actions and what you do with those things that are happening to you.
Yeah. It's like, how do we respond to it, right?
Yeah.
Instead of taking it a step further versus like a reaction versus being reactive to it, how can we analyze the situation, create some clarity around analyzing what is happening, and then respond to it in a positive way? And not to say, like, it's not realistic to walk around spouting sunshine and rainbows all the time, right? Like, I just had a call with a client today about that, where it's like there was some shame around having negative feelings around stuff that was going on with her. And it's like, no, that is a normal human emotion.
Yeah.
And you are entitled to your feelings because everyone has feelings, and feelings you can't control. You have to feel them. But you can control your response to them. You can control how you process that feeling and what you're going to do about it to improve how you're feeling about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's that piece of emotional health. Like, on our group call last night, we talked about emotional health, and a lot of people are not emotionally healthy. And it's like we said, it's okay to have emotions and feel emotions, but it's what you do with those emotions. Are you flying off the handle at people? Are you withdrawing from people? Or are you in a place where you can have those emotions and then think through them and take your next steps on that? And I don't think people realize that their emotional health and the way that they think about things affects their gut health and their hormones. Like, they're trying to fix their gut health and their hormones, but they have this huge emotional health piece that they're not addressing. And that's having like this crazy negative effect on their gut and their hormones.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes it's easier to tie it back to stress, which I only like because there's so much more information and like that's, it's more tangible for them, right? To say like, okay, I can acknowledge that stress is a, has a negative impact physically on my body. There's no, like, there's no disagreeing with that, right? Studies have shown, science is out there. Like, it's a message that is more prevalent now than ever, the importance of mental health and the impact that stress has on the body physically. But if we can show that, like, stress is not just work stress. Stress is not just, you know, feeling heightened when your kids are misbehaving. Like, it is a impact on you that's happening from multiple stressors throughout the day that you have to be able to manage your emotional and mental state throughout those things that are going to happen, because the stressors aren't going to go away. We're not going to quit our job. We're not going to abandon our kids. We're not going to like go on a permanent vacation or like be able to take a sabbatical every month when we're feeling overwhelmed. But we can take action to process some of that. And to be able to work through it and understand, you know, what do I need in this moment? A lot of it is really just self-awareness, understanding how do I feel when these certain things happen? Can I search for patterns as to what, you know, what triggers are in place? What's the frequency of this happens? When this, then that, right? Like, creating an equation of like, I know that when this happens, I'm going to feel this way. This is something that happens regularly. Okay. How am I going to handle this next time? And what can I do to be able to make myself feel a little bit better? Staying curious with yourself, asking yourself questions, trying to understand, you know, what do I need? That talking to that inner child, right? Of like, in this moment, I'm feeling this way. What do I need to feel better? And then giving yourself that. So many women specifically have a lot of shame around feeling selfish when it comes to self-care. We talk about this a lot on my group calls each week, right? But if you do not take care of yourself, then you cannot show up as your best self for other people. We preach this all the time. And so having those healthy boundaries in place, upholding those boundaries, and putting those self-care practices in place is a win for everybody, including your coach, by the way.
Right. Yeah. And women are just notorious for that. I mean, I even know just myself personally, we just most women put themselves last. And really, it's a shame because women do so much that by putting themselves last, it's only a hindrance, you know,
to everybody,
like you just said. And yeah, right. And everybody. But I don't think that a lot of women think about it that way. But it's
no, so we're culturally ingrained to always do for everyone else except for ourselves. But when we put ourselves first, actually, as far as our basic needs and the habits that are in place, then think about all the resentment that can be avoided.
100%.
Right? So, like, your relationships improve with your partner, with your children, like, all of these things. And it can be as little as, like, reframing how you think about something. We talk about boundaries a lot because one of the things that's discussed all the time is communicating your boundaries. You cannot be upset or resentful about a boundary not being upheld that has never been communicated. No one can read your mind.
No, that's so true.
Right? Yeah.
A lot of arguments would be squashed before they even start.
Yeah.
Thinking that way. And one thing that we do with in rejuvenating and that we've talked about on previous episodes is when someone comes in and, you know, they do a call and learn about the program and they decide they want to join, we take a look and we want to place them with a coach that we feel would suit them best, that would, you know, line them up with the success that they want. And I know the answer to this just because working inside rejuvenating, but what type of coach would you say that you are? Like, what is your coaching style?
I would say that I coach with tough love.
Both Lindsay and I just want to laugh. Just like,
yeah, I would say that I coach with tough love. I'm extremely empathetic, but also I will not, I'm not empathetic to excuses. And there's a difference between excuses and substantial, like, things that happen that cannot be avoided, right? Like, that's not to say, like, you should always execute on everything that you're supposed to do no matter what. But when you're getting in your own way, I will be able to navigate through that, not in a mean way, but in a realistic way, to be able to say, like, hey, and ask the right questions, right? Like, that's my thing, is like, I'm going to ask you the questions that help to dig into what's standing in our way the most. And then how can you put together a strategy that's going to help you through this? And then how can I support you best in that strategy?
I think it's so important to have a coach. We've had a lot of people come in lately that are like, I just want the lab work and I want you to tell me what to do with it, but I don't want a coach. And I'm like, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's like you go to your doctor and they – like, you don't go to your doctor and be like, I just want you to tell me how to cure heart disease. And then, like, they give you a pill. Like, you have to have a coach to help you with it. But I think it's important, too, to realize, like, every single one of us on Rejuvenating has a coach. Like, we have all the knowledge in the world. All of us do. But you need someone on your support team, right? Like, life is stressful and you get in those roadblocks and you get in those times where you want to give up, or you even get in times where we've had your hormones optimized and then something happens and your testosterone goes in the toilet, or we need to look back and see what's going on with your body, or your gut health got out of whack somehow. Like, people just totally misunderstand the importance of coaching. And I think what's different about our program is I think they just don't understand what coaching is. Right? Like, they think that they get a coach and their coach is going to give them a workout plan and give them macros. And then they're going to check in with them via email every week. And hey, you're on your way. And that's not how we coach at all.
Yeah. Like, my ideal scenario, like, I love to work with clients that are ready to tackle the hard shit, right? Like the inner work that, in all honesty, like, nobody wants to do, but everybody at some point should be ready to do it, because it's not going to be fun, especially in the beginning, but the relief you get and the progress forward that you can get after doing it.
I think it's important. Huge. Like, everyone has their own journey, right? Like, if you're first coming to us, some people we're going to go straight towards tackling the hard shit. Like, because that's the only way you're going to get results. Some people it's like, okay, let's get you moving and eating healthy, and then we can tackle the hard shit. Like, everyone's on their own journey and that's, there's no template as to how your journey should be. It's what are you ready for right now? And what's the, like, most What's the one thing we can do to improve your health and fitness right now? Maybe it's nutrition, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's emotional support. Like, but it's finding that piece that will really like move the needle or the driver for you.
Yeah. Usually I like to find like, okay, what are the main, you know, no more than five habits, 3 to 5 usually, that we can put in place that are going to make the biggest impact. And then once I can analyze like, all right, these are the habits that we're putting in place. And after, you know, the honeymoon phase, I like to call it, is done, and we start to get to a place where the struggles come in. All right, then we can identify what are the things that are happening in your life that are causing the most interruption with these habits that we know we've identified. These are the things that we need to do on a daily basis to get success and to reach our goals. But now we're looking at, okay, what's happening in your life day to day that's causing the most interruption to these 3 to 5 things. And then because that's the beauty of like meeting clients where they are, right? Everybody has a different story, a different case scenario, a different lifestyle. And so we need to look at what is pertinent to you and what do we need to make adjustments with, or what do we need to change your viewpoint around, or put boundaries in place around, or analyze your environment, your relationships. What is it that we need to adjust to make this success
possible? Being client-centered, not coach-centered, right? Like that's what makes a good coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of, because I have done a lot of programs, so just speaking from experience, I think that's one of the main things that sets us apart, right? Is like the mindset component and meeting them where they are, and just the complete and utter like customization. We don't just mean customization in we're going to give you a nutrition and fitness program, like, you know, Lindsay said earlier, it's everything. And we're going to start where we need to start for you. It might not be the nutrition right away. It might not be fitness right away. It might be the mindset part. And I just think that that's super important for people to realize.
That's many people come in because they're conditioned with like the marketing that they see everywhere else, right? And they'll come in and be like, I just need to know what to eat, or like, just tell me what to do. And I'm like, but what happens when shit hits the fan, right? Because I can tell you what to do. And I've had clients where I used to do meal plans like 5-6 years ago. I used to give clients meal plans. They would eat the way that I would tell them to eat for 6 to 8 weeks. And they never learned a damn thing about food.
And then they gain the weight right back.
What they truly like to eat. Yeah. And then after the plan was done, they went back to eating to the way that they were eating before, because they didn't understand how it would fit into their lifestyle. They were just doing a plug and play method. And it's not sustainable long term. That's why we don't do meal plans. It's why, like, we'll give you a sample one if you need an idea of like where to start, if you literally have no idea where to start. But I'd rather all day look at, okay, what are you eating now currently, and how can we optimize those selections so that way we're not reinventing the wheel. We're taking something that is already a part of your lifestyle and improving on it, so that way it's something you can do for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So if you had one piece of advice for a woman that was like, I want to make a change, or I'm tired of feeling this way, or just like, just what's your one piece of advice for women out there who might be listening? It's a hard question.
I think the basics will always beat out any gimmick or any fad that's ever out there, right? So get to a place where you're ready to implement the basics and accept that it's going to take longer than you think it's going to, and it's going to take more work than you think it's going to take, and be able to consistently put that work in for at least 3 to 6 months. And when you're in a place for that, then you can get started. But if you are looking for a quick fix, if you're looking for a magic pill, if you like, you're not going to find the results that you're looking for. You're going to try those things. They are not going to work. And you will eventually come to the realization that the basics are what works. And when I say the basics, I mean eating fruits and vegetables, eating protein with every meal, moving your body 20 to 30 minutes every day, strength training, and doing some type of mindset practice, whether that is breath work, journaling, guided meditation, whatever it is that works for you. And again, those are things that we will work to identify, like what works with your lifestyle. But those basics ring true. They have stood the test of time.
Sleep,
sleep. People sleep.
No, you're fine. People forget about that too. That's such a huge component.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're ready to do those things, like the boring things, for a period of time that is no less than 3 months on a regular basis, then that's my advice.
Solid. Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty, you were trying to steal my thunder.
I was going to tell her that you were going to ask your favorite question.
You're lucky. I love you. Okay. So here's my question for you, Lakin. And actually, I'm really interested at this one, okay. I have to say. Lakin, if you could be any Disney princess, which Disney princess would you be? That's why I called Lindsay Sleeping Beauty, because you just goes to bed at 7 p.m.
Lindsay's
so
definitely
perfect.
Sleeping Beauty. Is this
all of them?
All the princesses or just old school princesses?
It could be any. If you want to bring Tiana and all her friends into this, do it, girl.
The brave girl. Isn't her name Merida? Merida.
Her name's
whatever.
Merida.
Oh, Lord. Can you say her boys are the younger ones? Lainey's like out of it. She's going to OSU for cheer camps. It's just.
Honestly, I think I would be. I feel like I'm more of like a Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I forgot about her.
Either like Pocahontas or like maybe Mulan.
Yeah. See, I forgot about those like strong ones. There's like
they're just
strong,
like active. Yeah. The only thing, like, Pocahontas was too wishy-washy with, you know, John Smith. I feel like I'd be less worried about him. But.
That's so funny. Well, yeah, but we really appreciate you being on the podcast today. I always love just listening to you speak. I know that probably sounds creepy, but I think that you're like a wonderful speaker. You're a wonderful speaker and you speak very well. And I just always like to listen to what you say and your input. So I'm thankful that you are on here today. And definitely give us a review, 5 stars preferably, because that helps us out. And like always, we'll drop all of our socials and everything below. But we hope to hear you guys next week and chat again. See you, girls.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.